Grant Park's Summer Shade Festival will be graced by the sultry soul of Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics this weekend. Ruby Vell is here in studio to talk with us about all things soul. Welcome back, Ruby.
Thank you, Lois. Thank you, WABE, for having me on today.
Oh, great to have you here. Your introduction to music started in Toronto. And even before you were in a band, you were writing songs. Who were some of your early role models, those who inspired you to get into music?
Sure. I was influenced at an early age by people like Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, even Paul Simon, Queen, Led Zeppelin.
I'm guessing your parents are my age.
A lot, yes. And my aunt and uncle, who I often talk about, of Canadian and also English descent, they were the ones that got me into that kind of golden age, like 60s, 70s era of music. And that's where I not only have lived, but that's what I've tried to live through, that lens of telling stories from what it must have been like to exist in that time and to listen to these groundbreaking albums over, you know, the vinyl record on a Sunday afternoon. There's just nothing better than trying to recreate that sound in a new way. So that's what the Soulphonics and I try to do.
And I think you succeed because it pays tribute, but it doesn't feel like you're a cover band.
Oh, Lois, I love you so much for saying that. Thank you.
It's true.
You know, there is a fine line between upholding a legacy and ripping off somebody's creation, somebody's intellectual, fortitude. So in the Soulphonics, we try to stay authentic, tell our stories, but use the context of history, the context of social justice, the context of all these things to help us explain that story to others.
Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics is more than 10 years old now. Would you take us back to the early days when you met your bandmates in Gainesville, Florida?
Sure. Many of our fans don't know that we're not ATL born because we rep ATL so hard. But yes, we started in Gainesville, Florida. I was a student at the University of Florida. Shout out to Weimar College. And I met my bandmates there. They were making music in various other projects at the time. And it was Spencer Garn and Scott Clayton who came together to start this band with another couple of people, Wester Joseph, some prominent musicians in Gainesville. And they wanted a female lead. So I auditioned essentially, but it wasn't really an audition. It was just kind of like, come play and see if you fit. And I guess I fit. And from that day, I started to lend a hand in the creation of not only our songwriting, but our branding and who we are as, from a visual perspective and from a heart-filled perspective. You know, like, what do we have to say in the world?
And how did you get to Atlanta?
I was very interested in the side job and career of being a graphic designer. So I'm also involved in the tech space in Atlanta in UX design. I freelance for various people in town. So that's the inevitable side job that they say that every major artist now has these days.
But yours, it's all in that same side of the brain.
Absolutely. And it's allowed the Soulphonics to save countless amounts of money in branding and marketing. So I'm happy to do the work and really happy that it's worked for us, too.
The Bitter Southerner wrote
Mm-mm-mm.
a wonderful article about you and the band.
It's so wonderful. Osei is a wonderful writer.
Yeah, and the article talked about the effort to distinguish yourself from a soul revivalist band, like we talked about a moment ago, and instead be contemporary and create a new kind of soul. Mm-hmm. Is that a stylistic question that you still keep in mind?
I think it's become more of a visceral thing than something that we question. We just know what we are now. We've been around for 10 years. We know the face that we want to put forward to the community of Atlanta and to the world. So I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, we're not out to be a cover band. We're out to do something new with the genre of soul music in a new way. You know, I'm not sure how many East Indian, Canadian-born American women there are representing soul music, but I'm happy to be able to do it
This is what makes America great.
Absolutely,
this is America.
I couldn't say it any better, especially since I have a piece of paper here that says "No Politics" with a giant slash through it.
No, we're talking
all love. We're going all love.
And we're talking about humanity.
Absolutely, yes.
We're going to listen to your single "Tried on a Smile," and before we listen, will you take us through the songwriting process for that song and the inspiration behind it?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought it up because oftentimes we don't get to talk enough about the members of the Soulphonics. And Jason Collier, a longtime committed member, brilliant songwriter, he actually penned that song. And it was one of the only ones that we've let that through me. Like, it's very hard to get any words past me that I don't, you know, get a say about. But we listened to this whole song, and Jason had just wrote it with such good intention that we knew it was Soulphonics approved. And so we cut it and recorded it. But the intention of the song, and I hope I'm paraphrasing for you right, Jason, is everybody needs to try on a smile. At least if you don't feel like it, that's the number one time that you should try to try on a smile. And what that brings from it is just a collective goodness. And that's also what our upcoming release is talking about, too. A lot of collective good in the world.
Boy, do we need it. Oh, but we're not talking politics. Let's listen to Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics, "Tried on a Smile." Soulphonics, "Tried on a Smile." How can you not move to that?
That's the intention behind soul music. It doesn't keep you still.
Not even me. No, I mean, so fabulous. And single was released 3 years ago.
No, actually, that one, our most recent. So I think it was last year. But the full album, "It's About Time," was a few years back, yes.
Okay.
And that was our debut album, yes.
Yeah, and what has the band been focusing on the past few years?
Well, we have a number of exciting things coming up in the live space and then also for the recorded world and our vinyl heads out there. our album is launching soon. We're going to start with a single called "Broken Woman," and that will be out in the fall. And so we're hoping to come back on the air and actually share that with you guys. And that'll be an exciting time for us. We're also working on a video for that with Atlanta-famed photographer team Jason Hales Photography. Yeah, and Hales Photography is wonderful. So I'm excited to share that with you guys. And then just around the corner tomorrow night, we have Summer Shade Fest in Grant Park of Atlanta. And then we're doing a benefit show for the Stax Music Academy, which is a really big deal.
In Memphis?
No, it's actually here in Atlanta for now, and perhaps we'll take the show over to Memphis as well, but it's on September 22nd at the Vista Room in Decatur, and a portion of the proceeds are going to benefit the Stax Music Academy in Memphis, Tennessee, and they focus on youth empowerment through soul music, teaching lyric writing, teaching music, and empowering kids to tell a new story of the South and what it means to make music in the South. So there's also some exciting things surrounding that show that I can't really talk about yet, but
stay
I would get
tuned.
Tickets. Yes.
You are listening to City Lights on WABE, Atlanta's choice for NPR. I'm Lois Reitzes, here with Atlanta's Queen of Soul, Ruby Vell.
Wow, what a title.
Thank you. Royalty, no less. And what befits royalty but diamonds? You have Diamond Street Studios where you record and practice in Five Points. I was wondering, with all of the real estate development in Atlanta, is it difficult to hold on to the studio? So many artists have been forced to give up their space.
It's I'm really glad you mentioned that, Lois, because it is a serious problem, and not just for people in Atlanta that are artists, but also low-income housing is a huge problem in Atlanta. And while we haven't been directly affected, there's been a number of measures that make it so sound ordinances and things like that make it difficult for artists to even do their business. So there's been a number of, I wouldn't say like full-on attacks, but kind of ways that the general tax money isn't being flowed to things in the arts, basically. So I think when it comes to that, we're just looking at local politics and what we can do to get behind people that are going to push for artists to be able to stay in their neighborhoods and create the culture around which everybody comes to want to live around, you know. So I can't speak for the studio itself. I think it's been just fine, and it's certainly been a great hub for us to express our creativity. But that being said, if there are any independent artists that want to record at Diamond Street Studios, reach out to Spencer Garn.
Ruby, I know you are a board member at Girls Rock Camp, a summer camp where teenage girls learn how to rock and roll. What has that experience been like?
So Girls Rock Camp is empowering not just for the ages of 10 to 16 young women that are going there to learn about music, but at every touch point within the organization, there is a support group and methods to empower women on every level. So I'm a board member. I get to work with amazing people that come from the finance world, grants and marketing, and putting our heads together on what's going to be best for these young musicians. So in a word, I would say joy. I get complete joy from working for Girls Rock Camp Atlanta, and I'm a volunteer board member. It's my time that I devote to it, and I'm happy to do it because I think, I've said this before, but there is a movement happening with conscious, positive women in this country, and I think the more that we support that, the more that we can see the progress that we really need to see at the moment.
And I think that reflects something so special about you.
Thanks. I like to try to put my money where my mouth is. I'm not perfect, as you know.
Who is?
So many of us are not perfect, but
you're always giving back, and you are also a promoter of Atlanta. What excites you most about your music in the city now?
I think the ability to collaborate well and represent other artists well in the scene. We are so fortunate here to have so many great artists. And one example of that is going to be in October for Project Paps. They're doing a giant festival in East Atlanta Village. And Iggy Pop is going to be headlining, which is, if you ever thought, you know, Ruby felt Iggy Pop on one lineup, way to go. But I say that to say there's also local bands like A Drug Called Tradition or The Difference Machine, you know, Brandon Boyle, people out there that are really making a difference in the Atlanta music scene. And I just like that we're kind of in that group with them, and we're all trying to come up together.
I really hope that you will come back in October, and maybe you can sing here in studio for us when that new recording comes out. In the meantime, I know that you will be what's cool about the summer shade in that shade.
Thank you.
We're going to just take a minute as we leave you to listen to another track we have here. And it is About Time by Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics.
only history knows. But where we are going, oh, it hasn't fully, fully been told.
It's about time. Ruby Vell and the Soul Phonics. They perform Saturday at 8 p.m. as part of Grant Park's Summer Shade Festival. Ruby Vell, it's a joy to have you on, and I do look forward to your return.
Thank you so much, Lois, and to Gabby and everybody at WABE, and to our fans in Atlanta, thank you for being so patient and loving with us. And we'll see you at a show.